Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Interest in music in Russia, of course, is very high, and the interest in this particular competition, the first international Tchaikovsky competition, was indeed high. Now, here is Van Cliveren coming onto the stage, followed by Kirill Kondrashin.
And that is how most Americans were introduced to the late, great pianist Van Cliveren, who passed away after a battle with bone cancer and whose death made front page news of the New York Times yesterday. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, joined now by Jeff Spurgeon from our sister station, WQXR. They have posted the audio of this historic concert in 1958 on their website, WQXR.org. And Jeff, though neither of us were around at this point, this was history in the making, wasn't it?
It was an incredibly important concert because it was the first time that Van Cliveren had played publicly after he'd won the competition in Moscow. He came back to New York, got a ticker tape parade for a classical musician down the Canyon of Heroes in New York City.
First time that's ever happened for a classical musician.
It was amazing. I don't know that it's happened since then.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And this was his introduction to the American audience to show them what he had done in Russia at that competition.
Why was that so important? Why did it deserve a ticker tape parade?
Well, it was the middle of the Cold War. The Sputnik had been launched not long before that. The Russians were ahead in the space race. The nuclear arms race was underway. People were getting the duck and cover drills in schools, and tensions were high between the two countries, and this was a major victory for the United States on Russian territory. It was a big deal.
So Van Cliveren goes to Moscow and beats the Russians at their own game, playing a classic bit of Russian music.
Russian music, playing Tchaikovsky. One of the judges, a great pianist, Emil Gilels, in the competition, heard Van Cliveren. The competition wasn't over. Went backstage to congratulate Van Cliveren on his performance, telegraphing what was the conclusion of everyone. And amazingly, Khrushchev embraced Van Cliveren too. So obviously even authorizing the win of the competition.
There is a story, perhaps apocryphal, but you know, from what we know of the Soviet Union, perhaps absolutely true, that they checked with Khrushchev first, and he said, if he's the best, give him the prize.
And he was, and they did.
So how did this concert, just a few weeks later, same program, same conductor, Kirill Kondrashin.
That was a big deal, too.
Russian conductor, American soloist. How did this end up on QXR?
It was quite a wonderful thing. It was really a coup for the radio station that was the classical music station in New York at that time. They negotiated for the rights and worked it out so that they could be there for this concert. That's another indication of what an important occasion and a moment, not only in American music, but really in American political history, Van Cliveren's victory in Russia was.
So the idea that a classical pianist could be a larger-than-life, larger-than-musical-life figure. I mean, this guy, he became a pop star, but as you say, he was also kind of a political figure. He was our answer to Sputnik.
And he had no choice about it. It wasn't his ambition to be a political star at all. It was his ambition, it seems, from those who know him well. He was happy to be a vessel for the music that he loved. This larger role, it was just thrust on him. Yeah. Sometimes greatness is.
So what happens, what are you guys doing to mark his passing?
What is amazing is that we have in our archives department, thanks to the archivist at WNYC, Andy Lancet, we have the actual broadcast of that concert. Van Cliveren in Carnegie Hall with the Russian conductor who he really wanted to come from Russia to America. That was another little coup in and of itself, that Kondrashin could be brought in to do this concert. So we have that actual concert 5 weeks after he won in Moscow, back in New York at Carnegie Hall.
It was history in the making. But before history could be made, a PDQ Bach routine broke out on the broadcast. Here is poor Peter Allen, the announcer, stalling for time.
There's a slight delay while there's a bit of difficulty being adjusted with the piano stool. It doesn't seem to be quite the right height for Van Cliveren, and he just sighed and gave a gesture of despair and tried twisting the knobs again. Now he's shaking his head. We're about to go with the Tchaikovsky Piano Concerto.
So he was a tall dude.
Yeah, he was.
Fort Worth, Texas's Van Cliveren.
Bumped his head on the door of Carnegie Hall. The design was different in those days. They've rebuilt the backstage area at Carnegie Hall. You can't hit your head on the door now, but you could back then, and he did.
Here is Van Cliburn performing at Carnegie Hall on May 19, 1958, 5 weeks after making history by winning the Tchaikovsky competition in Moscow, from the WQXR archives. That's just a bit of the opening movement of the Tchaikovsky Piano Concerto No. 1. That is the piece that became Van Cliburn's calling card. He won the Tchaikovsky International Piano Competition in Moscow in 1958. And then 5 weeks later, this performance with the same conductor, Russia's Kirill Kondrashin, at Carnegie Hall. It is in the archives of New York Public Radio, and you can hear the whole thing on our classical sister station, WQXR's website, WQXR.org. Jeff Spurgeon of QXR with me here. His passing on Wednesday, front page news in yesterday's New York Times, even though he had been off the scene for quite a while.
He did not, his piano career kind of petered out. And it, whether it was performance anxiety or a lack of desire, some people say he was so much of a perfectionist that he just couldn't face the terrors and imperfections inevitable in live performance. But he sort of retired from the performing scene, but stayed very active in supporting music with a competition that happens every 4 years named for him, really started by some business friends in Texas. But he was a great, beneficent man in the music world. And from everyone that I've talked to and read, he was a lovely, lovely guy.
Van Cliburn passed away this week after a battle with bone cancer. And you can hear the full version of this historic concert online and read more about Van Cliburn at WQXR.org. Tune in this weekend, a one-hour special broadcast about Van Cliburn, hosted by David Dubal. That's on WQXR 105.9 FM here in New York and online at WQXR.org. Jeff Spurgeon, thanks very much.
It's a pleasure, John.
This is Soundcheck.